Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to Day 60 of the Minor Prophets. We are continuing our study of Obadiah with a devotion today that is titled, The Dismay of Mount Esau. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 18 and 19 in the New Living Translation read, "Stop deceiving yourselves. If you think you are wise by the world's standards, you need to become a fool to be truly wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness to God, as the scriptures say. He traps the wise in the snare of their own cleverness." Our text for today is from Obadiah chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. "Will I not on that day, declares the Lord, destroy the wise men out of Edom and understanding out of Mount Esau? And your mighty men shall be dismayed, O Teman, so that every man from Mount Esau will be cut off by slaughter." The Edomites lived in the Seir Mountains, known for their rugged terrain and strong fortresses. Thus, Obadiah prophesies about Mount Esau as a symbol of their mountainous homeland. Obadiah verses 8 and 9 contain the only reference to Mount Esau found in Scripture. Timothy Green expounds on this reference. The statements concerning Esau's mountains in both Obadiah 8 and 9 refer to the mountainous terrain of the region. These mountains provided safety and a sense of security for the Edomites. Obadiah announces the enemy nation's slaughter of those who once thought of themselves as unassailable. Their homeland gave the Edomites a false sense of security. God was about to destroy them and shatter their wisdom and understanding of safety. Obadiah states that the mighty men will be dismayed. That's verse 9. The Hebrew word used here for dismayed conveys the idea of being shattered or broken, both physically and emotionally. It is often used in the context of fear or dismay, where individuals or nations are described as being terrified or demoralized. The term can also imply a sense of being crushed or brought low, often due to divine judgment or overwhelming circumstances. Tim Shenton explains the reference to Teman found in verse 9. The Temanites were renowned for their wisdom. The prophet Jeremiah, who was familiar with their reputation, asked, as if something strange had happened, "Is there no longer wisdom in Teman? Has counsel perished from the prudent? Has their wisdom decayed?" That's from Jeremiah 49, verse 7. Eliphaz, one of Job's counselors, was a Temanite. That's from Job 2, 11. And Job himself may have come from Edom. Job 1, 1 with Lamentations 4, verse 21. In this verse, the wise men of Edom are probably the experienced and knowledgeable strategists. In the day of destruction, however, the past reputation of Edom's wise and understanding men will be worthless. The Lord will sweep aside their self-conceited wisdom and pour scorn on their confident counsels. It was probably Edom's wise men who first suggested making pacts with the neighboring countries. Every judgment they make will hasten the advance of the enemy and their own nation's downfall. The blind will lead the blind, and both will fall into the pit. You can see Matthew 15, verse 14. On that day, both the wise men of Edom and wisdom itself will perish from the land. One factor that played into the Edomites' pride was their wisdom. James Montgomery Boyce adds this statement about verse 9. according to this verse, the people were as much as saying, no matter what comes, we can handle it. We know how to get around in this world. We're smarter than anyone. This was not empty arrogance, for the Temanites were known for their wisdom. However, anytime you put your personal wisdom over your dependence on God, your pride is headed for a fall. Some questions to consider. In what ways can your strengths also be your greatest areas of temptation? How is this displayed in the reference to Mount Esau? How does your own wisdom sometimes interfere with your total dependence on God? And finally, what is your response to the following scripture as it applies to today's devotion? From Isaiah chapter 2, verse 12. For the Lord of hosts has a day against all that is proud and lofty, against all that is lifted up, and it shall be brought low. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great day.